AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Late night host Stephen Colbert said his interview with Democratic Texas Senate candidate James Tallarico was pulled from Monday night's broadcast. The network was afraid the interview would violate regulatory guidance from the Trump administration on giving equal time to political candidates. Colbert did post the nearly 15-minute video on YouTube. Online material does not fall under the equal time rule. The Reverend Jesse Jackson died yesterday at the age of 84. At a news conference, fellow civil rights activist, the Reverend Al Sharpton, shared these words about Jackson.
I once said to him, "You already in history, you've gotten all the honors. Why do you keep going?" He said, "I never learned how to retire." He said, "You got to remember, Al, Dr. King was killed at 39 years old. Med Gebers was killed at 39 years old. Malcolm X was killed at 39. We were never raised to be 40 years old." He said, "I woke up one day at 55. There's no retirement plan for us." And he kept going until this morning.
Jesse Jackson's daughter, Santita, said her father died at home in Chicago, surrounded by family. He had been battling a rare neurological disorder. In California, 9 skiers are still missing following an avalanche.
Crews have rescued 6 backcountry skiers who survived an avalanche during a snowstorm near California's Lake Tahoe. They had been trapped by snow and ice, and it took several hours to reach them. But 9 other members of the tour group remain missing. A Tahoe National Forest avalanche forecaster with the Sierra Avalanche Center says all 15 skiers were on the last day of a 3-day backcountry skiing trek, and they had spent 2 nights at huts in rugged terrain. The center had issued an avalanche warning starting 5 a.m. Tuesday. I'm Donna Water.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. Ukrainian and Russian envoys are holding a second day of U.S. brokered talks in Geneva. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Officials want to bridge political and military differences stemming from Russia's all-out invasion of Ukraine almost 4 years ago. The head of the Ukrainian delegation, Rustem Umerov, says on X, "We're working on clarifying the parameters and mechanisms of the decisions discussed yesterday." While President Donald Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, has said on social media, "Washington's push for peace in Ukraine over the past year has brought about meaningful progress." He didn't elaborate, though, and the fighting has continued. The two armies are locked in battle on a roughly 750-mile front line, while Russia bombards civilian areas of the country. Overnight, a Russian drone strike in the southern city of Zaporizhia killed a woman and injured 7 people, including 2 small children, according to officials. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.